The two of you broke your lease.
I didn't actually realize that this was going to turn out so bad.
An ex's parting shot.
She's crazy. I just want it over.
But she's not done with him.
What kind of money do you think she's looking for, sir?
Evidently, $1,400 and some change, Your Honor. I'll tell you right now, Your Honor, that's not happening. If you're asking what I will pay, I...
Not will pay. I didn't ask you what you will pay, sir.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Morgan Cavanaugh is suing her ex-boyfriend, 24-year-old Zachary Harrell, for causing their security deposit to be withheld and for destroying her belongings.
Order. All rise. It's case number 485 on the calendar, the matter of Cavanaugh versus Harrell.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Cavanaugh, the defendant is your ex-live-in boyfriend, according to your complaint. He caused some damage to the apartment where you were living, causing you to lose your security deposit. That's really the thrust of your lawsuit. Lots of other things. Destroyed your flashcards from school, in a fit of anger. But mostly this case is about the security deposit. Now, Mr. Harrell, when did you and Ms. Cavanaugh start living together in this apartment, sir?
In this apartment, I believe the beginning of June.
Of what year?
2010.
And what was the rent on the apartment?
It was $1,000 for the rent. It was $150 for her dog.
Were you on the lease?
Yes.
Are you still living there?
No.
Are you still living there?
No, ma'am.
When did you move out, Mr. Harrell?
The 20th. Of September.
And when did you move out?
September 10th.
So you stayed 10 days after she moved out?
Well, I didn't really know what was going to happen with the condo.
Just a second. Just answer my question. You stayed on 10 days after she moved out?
Well, I paid the rent, so I had the whole month, yes.
What about her? She didn't pay rent?
For all I know, I was being very naive in the whole
situation. Mr. Harrell, I asked a question.
I put all my money in her account so I could pay the bills and try and be like the hero kind of guy. And she kind of took one over on me. I know it's my fault. I know I'm childish for it. It'll never happen again.
Mr. Harrell, I asked you a simple question.
So I don't know.
Who paid the rent on September 1st?
I paid the rent.
Is that correct?
He paid half and I paid half.
Okay. So the incident that caused the two of you to separate occurred on what date?
Well, I broke up with him before I moved out, and that's what progressed things to get violent the way they were. And then I moved out on September 10th.
So what happened, according to what I've read in these papers, this was a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. You locked yourself in the bedroom, and he busted the door down because that was where the bathroom was.
There was a bathroom downstairs, Your Honor.
Did it have a shower?
No, ma'am.
That's what he says. He wanted to take a shower. Now, you can't lock him out.
I've been locked out of the house on several occasions.
Did it look as if I was asking you a question?
No, ma'am.
You can't lock him out.
Your Honor, actually what happened was he came home really drunk one night, and he was yelling and screaming because I had broke up with him, and he was upset at this. So I went in the room, and I locked the bedroom door.
Well, who had been sleeping in the bedroom?
I had.
And where was he sleeping?
We had a loft. It was like a separate bedroom.
So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It was just easier that way.
Okay. So the issue of security deposit is the security deposit was money that you put in.
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, Mr. Harrell?
I put in half of that. It was cash. I know I don't have any transaction because I did hand her cash for a Western Union money order because that was the only thing that the real estate agency would take because they wouldn't take cash or personal check. So I handed her the cash. She went to 7-Eleven with the cash that she borrowed from her father, and she got the Western Union check. I never had intentions on moving in with her.
I don't care. Listen, you want to tell me about your whole relationship? You got the wrong place. I'm not interested
You're right.
in your whole relationship.
You're right.
How much was the security deposit?
$1,400.
And how much did you give her?
$750.
Where'd you get it from?
Work. I work hard, ma'am.
Great. Do you have any proof of where you took the money from to give her $750 in cash?
No, because it was frivolous at the time.
Yeah.
I didn't actually realize that this was going to turn out so bad.
Yeah, well, it did. It turned out really bad.
You're right.
Anyway, the two of you broke your lease. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any notification from the landlord with regard to his keeping the security deposit?
For him keeping it?
Yes, he said he kept the security deposit. You want him to pay the entire security deposit because he caused damage to the apartment. It seemed to me if the two of you broke the lease, that's why the landlord would keep the security deposit. You moved out in September. Did you pay October's rent?
Yes, ma'am. We both.
You did?
Yes, ma'am.
Paid October.
Yes.
Show me.
I don't have anything to show
you. Pay October's rent?
Yes, ma'am.
You have any proof?
I have a receipt in here somewhere.
At that time, somebody else was already living in the condo, so...
Listen to me. I don't know that's true at all. All I want to see is you say you paid October's rent, but you have no proof. She says she paid October's rent. She said she had proof. I'm waiting to see the proof.
Okay, here it is.
Thank you.
That's my half, Your Honor.
Oh, this is September 23rd. I don't know what this is.
It's a deposit into our landlord's bank account. She just gave us deposit slips to deposit into her account.
I'd like to see it.
Here are the slips that she gave us, but that's not the one I filled out because I gave it to the bank. And that's the receipt I got for depositing it.
Okay. So all I need is your proof that you paid the rent in October.
The only proof that I have that I paid the rent in October is that the only thing they took was the $1,400 off of the security deposit. October was paid for. They changed
the
lock.
Let me see.
They changed the lock.
Let me see that breakdown from the landlord.
Yeah, I don't have anything from the landlord.
Well, then I can't help you, Mr. Harrell.
They never contacted me.
Listen to me, Mr. Harrell. I don't know whether this is an act or not, sir. And I, quite frankly, I don't care. If you know you're coming to court and you know what you're being sued for and your defense is that the landlord didn't take out any money because you broke the lease, you would have a breakdown from the landlord
of
what they're taking money out for from your security deposit. You don't have that. Do you have that?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Got sick all over the bathroom one morning and left it there and didn't clean it up, and it was there to the day that we moved out. I actually have pictures of it still there.
But I'll tell you right now, Your Honor, that's not happening.
And later today.
This is the boyfriend?
Yes.
Did you cause any damage to our car?
No.
Speak!
No, Your Honor,
sit.
I didn't.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Morgan Cavanaugh says ex-boyfriend Zachary Harrell owes for damages he caused to their apartment and for destroying her belongings.
I don't know what this is. They charge for October's rent.
Your Honor, I could explain.
I don't know what this means at all.
Can I show you what I got?
Yes. I have no idea what this means at all.
I've got the police report from when she called the police on me stating that I was... I'm sorry, I just talked really loud.
I don't want to see a police report. I'm just trying to figure out why they kept security deposit of $1,150.
Well, this is another thing that you might want to take a look at anyway. This is what stating she said that was owed to her on September 20th. And I got emails from her sent me saying that... basically, it's just saying that we're considering everything a wash. What's done is done. Stating that she's taken...
Can I see, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, I'd like to look at that, too, after you, because I don't recall emailing him that or calling it a wash ever.
I'm really not here to deny any of the things
what?
That I've done. You know?
What? Like, I don't hear you, sir.
I said I'm not here to deny any of the things that I've done, you know? Like, I just want this to be over with. She's crazy. I just want it over. I've been trying so hard just to get away.
All right. Well, let me ask you the question. What kind of money do you think she's looking for, sir?
Evidently, $1,400 and some change, Your Honor.
Well, actually not. She wants the money that it costs to clean up the wall for the security deposit. She said that was fault. Repair labor. Home Depot materials, $739 in Home Depot materials, $86.30, and maybe some paint.
On a hollow core door, $739 worth of paint?
Listen to me.
I'm looking.
Do I know? I don't know, sir.
I'm sorry.
Did you lose your temper in the apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you make any holes in the walls?
I made one hole through the door and unlocked it.
Just a second. With your fist?
Yes.
Well, who was supposed to pay to fix that?
I actually did fix it.
How did you fix it?
I didn't paint it. I fixed it and then all the
other... How did you fix it?
I put the newspaper in it. I put a little bit of spackle on it. I sanded it. I put a little bit of sanded. I put a little bit of sand. I mean, everybody's laughing, but I'm really good at what I do, and I know I can do it and have done it. So I did it. It looked fine. The only reason that they caught it is because it was a flat finish over top of a shiny semi-gloss.
Okay. So what do you think he owes you for, Ms. Kavanaugh?
I think he owes me for the full security deposit because he did punch the holes in the walls. The landlord's...
What? The whole security deposit wasn't for punched holes in the walls. What about the cleaning services, the carpet cleaning fee was probably from your dog?
What happened was the cleaning services, he got sick all over the bathroom one morning and left it there and didn't clean it up, and it was there to the day that we moved out. So she had to clean the whole apartment. I actually have pictures of it still there from when I left.
From when you left?
When I moved out, it was still there.
I ain't living in like that. I ain't living like that.
No,
I'll tell you right now, Your Honor, that's not happening.
It does appear the new tenant moved in December.
Correct.
So you had October's rent and November's rent.
Right.
And you have no proof that you paid October's rent.
The only proof that I have is that I'm a big believer. I have other things. They're not with me right now. It sounds like an excuse, I know.
Okay. Now, did you pay November's rent?
November's rent was... The landlord came and changed the locks on us. And
did you pay November's rent?
We didn't have keys to it.
I don't care whether you had keys or not.
No one paid the rent, Your Honor.
No, they took that out of the security deposit, and you have no proof that you paid the security deposit, sir.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
Right. Okay. So you owe your half of the rent, which was $550.
Well, if you're asking what I will pay...
I didn't ask you you will pay, sir. What I said to you was, she was paying $550.
I put every penny I had...
Listen to me.
...into her account to pay the bills.
I don't care what money you put into her account, sir. Pay attention. October, you weren't there.
Right.
November, you weren't there. You have no proof that you paid October's rent. She has proof she paid her. You have no proof that you paid November's rent. They kept the security deposit in. I don't believe that you put security deposit in, sir.
Okay.
I believe that she borrowed the money, she put in the security deposit, and you have no proof to the contrary.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Furniture sat outside of my house for weeks. I told her, come pick it up. It sat out there until I moved.
You're a fast talker, because that's a couple of three defenses that I've heard so far.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Morgan Kavanaugh says ex-boyfriend Zachary Harrell owes for damages he caused to their apartment and for destroying her belongings.
Now, all I'm asking you is, was your half of the rent $500 or $550?
It was $550.
Okay. And so you owe for October and November because they kept that from the security deposit.
Yes, ma'am. The main thing is we both...
There's no main thing. It was her security deposit. You didn't pay for it. You didn't pay for your half of the rent for November. She didn't pay November either, correct?
No, ma'am.
Right. But you didn't pay October or November. You owe her $1,100, that's all.
I did.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And she's crazy and got more money out of me.
He's a liar. He just lies about everything.
I got a police report and a broken TV that she broke.
He's a very violent person.
She kicked my $1,400 TV.
No, I didn't.
Because I wasn't paying attention to her.
It was there fine when I left.
Don't trust none of them.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tuminello versus Hall. Step forward.
19-year-old Andrea Tuminello is suing her former friend, 19-year-old Nicole Hall, for the unpaid balance of furniture she sold her.
Ms. Tuminello, it is your claim that you sold furniture to the defendant in the amount of $250, that she paid $40, owing you $210, and you don't have your furniture and she didn't pay you the rest of the money.
Yes.
Okay. How do you know her?
I've known her since junior high school. We were best friends. We just hung out.
When did you sell her the furniture?
Back in 2009, I believe. Or no, 2010. I think it was in March. And since then, she hasn't had nothing.
Listen to me. let's try to be careful about dates. There aren't lots of important questions. The date that you sold her the furniture is important. The date she made the payment to you of $40 would be important.
It was back in August, August 30th.
Of what year?
2010.
And tell me the circumstances surrounding selling the furniture to your friend.
She saw it, she wanted to pay. I told her, what can she afford for it? She said $250.
Why were you selling it?
Because I moved back in with my mom and the furniture was just sitting in the garage.
Okay, you agreed to pay her $250?
Yes, Your Honor, I agreed to pay her.
And how much did you pay her?
I paid her a total of $40 and I told her I can make the payments whenever. There was no set agreement as to when I can make the payments to her. She agreed to me, she said that was totally fine.
Fine. Okay, so that was in August of 2010?
That was in March of 2010.
What makes you say it was August?
Well, when I contacted Nicole, it was in August. I have the paperwork right here.
That's not what I asked you when you contacted her.
I thought that's what you asked. I'm sorry.
No, I want you to try listening, not thinking where I'm going. I was very clear. I said, when did you sell her the furniture?
March.
Okay. Now, did you finish paying her for the furniture? We're almost a year later.
I did not finish paying her for the furniture after my car.
You did not pay her for it. Now, you're going to tell me why.
I did not pay her for the full amount of the furniture because she told me that I did not have to pay anything after the damages were done to my car.
Explain that to me.
It was in about July of 2010. She called me hysterically crying, please come pick me up. He has stolen my car. So I go down there to pick her up. And we're sitting in the car, and we're waiting for him to come. She's saying she's going with him, that she's going to leave with him. And I said, why would you go with him?
He's you're telling me, Ms. Hall, just a second, is what you're telling me you got into some sort of an altercation with the plaintiff's boyfriend, and then she said to you, you don't have to pay me for the furniture?
That is what she said. You do not have to pay me the full amount of the furniture because he has damaged my car, and now we have an agreement that you no longer owe me any money at all whatsoever.
That sounds ridiculous.
For the damages done to my car, and I do have pictures.
I don't care. Who did the damage? Not she.
No, that is correct. She didn't, but she said that she felt bad for what had happened to my car, that she would pay.
And this was when?
Back in July when I had picked her up
that night. Okay. Now, you have a communication to her in August, a month later?
Yes.
Can I see it? Well, she wrote you back in August, on the 30th of August, and asked you where the furniture was because she was coming to get it that Friday. And that's after, allegedly, Ms. Hall, you said she forgave the balance of the furniture.
That is correct.
How that happened, madam?
The furniture sat outside of my house for weeks. I told her, come pick it up. She's saying I never gave her an exact date. It sat out there until I moved. I moved a couple months later.
You're a fast talker. You're a fast talker because that's a couple of three defenses that I've heard so far.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
First, that it's your furniture because she agreed not to pursue the balance because of some damage the boyfriend. Is this the boyfriend?
Yes.
Some damage the boyfriend did to your car. Did you cause any damage to her car?
No.
Speak!
No, Your Honor, I didn't.
Second, because you say that you put it outside and she didn't come to get it. Well, that's two different things, madam. That's two different things. What don't you understand?
Well, I had set it out for her to come get it and she never came. Because I didn't want anything to do with him after that night because he threatened me and I felt...
So is what you... Is what you're telling me that you put the furniture outside and that you don't know what happened to it?
No, it sat out there and when I moved, it was still out there. And after that, I'm not sure what happened to it.
I have photos of her from Facebook. That's her dog and that's my furniture right there in the background with her new apartment.
Listen to me. Your story is pathetic. What you're supposed to do is if you're gonna lie, you have to have the right lie and you have to stick to that lie. You have to stick to your story. You're not supposed to have stories all over the place because then you get confused. And then you try to confuse me. I'm easily confused. The older I get, the more confused I get. The one thing I do know is that you owe her $210 for the furniture. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $210. That's all.
Please excuse you, may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
That is her house. That is her new house.
That is my dog, and that is my furniture, but that was before I moved.
People's one over there that talked to me.
When I still had the furniture in my house.
My furniture's still in her house. She can stop lying.
Oh, we don't speak at all.
There's no friendship. There's not been no friendship.
No longer talk.
Since junior high, it's all been pretend.